Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Paxos launches automatic conversions between bank deposits and stablecoins. Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust is now open to more investors as SEC reporting company. Regulated fintech firm Monerium to issue e-money on Algorand blockchain. India's central bank explains why it blocked banks from using cryptos in court filing. Switzerland softens tone on Libra after ex-president says project failed. Canada forges $130,000 development deal for steel tracking blockchain. Bitcoin price indicator eyes first bullish turn since August. Now let's get started. Paxos launches automatic conversions between bank deposits and stablecoins. Paxos announced Tuesday a new feature allowing customers to automatically wire transfer funds from their bank accounts into either Paxos Standard or Binance USD stablecoins. Conversely, any Pax or BUSD sent to the designated address will be automatically wired back to the individual's bank account in USD. Zach Kortler, senior product manager at Paxos, told CoinDesk this functionality, dubbed auto transfers, should be available with any bank in the US. The blockchain and the real financial world need to be closer together, he said. For us, our vision is to use this as an infrastructure layer, to get more and more dollars on the blockchain. The main use case for stablecoins to date has been as a tool for crypto trading, but Kortler said this can aid payments use cases as well. Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust is now open to more investors as SEC reporting company. Grayscale Investments bid to register its Bitcoin Trust as a Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) reporting company has succeeded. The trust became the first publicly traded Bitcoin investment vehicle on an over-the-counter market in May 2015, and Grayscale filed a Form 10 to the SEC in November, opening the trust up to investors currently restricted from participating in non-regulated vehicles. The Form 10 filing was automatically deemed effective 60 days after it was filed. The trust's shares are now registered under the Exchange Act of 1934, making the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust the first cryptocurrency investment vehicle to become a reporting company. The trust now has to publicly file its quarterly and annual reports as 10Qs and 10Ks with the SEC and publish updates on unscheduled material events and corporate changes. The new status also reduces the statutory holding period for accredited investors from 12 months to 6 months. Regulated fintech firm Monerium to issue e-money on Algorand blockchain. A regulated European startup plans to bring fiat currency transactions onto the Algorand blockchain. Iceland-based Monerium, which has a European Economic Area (EEA) e-money license, has entered into a non-exclusive partnership with Algorand. Announced Tuesday, the deal will see the two companies collaborate on developing real-world use cases that are enabled by advanced blockchain technology using Monerium's programmable e-money, according to W. Sean Ford, Algorand's COO. Monerium allows clients to develop blockchain-based financial services, such as cross-border settlements, using any fiat currency of choice such as the euro, pound sterling or US dollar. The firm holds clients' deposits of fiat currency and releases them in digital form for use on a blockchain. The company said digital fiat currencies can create effective cost savings by removing intermediaries and enabling new complex payment types. Established in 2016, Monerium made the news when Consensus invested in its $2 million seed round in 2019. The e-money license granted by the Icelandic Financial Supervisory Authority in June 2019, allows the firm to operate across the EEA, which includes EU countries as well as Norway and Liechtenstein. Algorand was unveiled in 2017 as a blockchain with a highly scalable consensus algorithm. The brainchild of celebrated cryptographer Silvio Micali, it has attracted substantial interest from investors, raising more than $60 million in late 2018 and completing a $60 million token sale in just 4 hours last summer. A fund specifically for investing in the Algorand ecosystem received $200 million in commitments from investors including NGC Ventures and Arrington XRP Capital in October. In November, Algorand went through a significant update that, among other things, added support for smart contracts and decentralized finance (DeFi) features. That included a new asset tokenization facility and batch transaction functionality enabling sophisticated transactions including circular trades and internal account settlements in one trade. Algorand incorporates key features for many mainstream use cases, including stateless smart contracts and scalable proof-of-stake consensus, said Sven Valfels, co-founder and CEO of Monerium. The Algorand leadership has taken a pragmatic and deliberate approach in designing a blockchain for mainstream applications while staying close to the ethos of the open-source community. Supporting new blockchains with mainstream relevance is a priority for Monerium, he added. Canada forges $130,000 development deal for steel tracking blockchain. The Canadian government has awarded enterprise blockchain startup Movenit a procurement contract for the development of an on-chain steel tracking platform. Innovation, Science and Economic Development Canada (ISED), a government agency with the mandate to foster technology innovation, published a procurement award on November 12 that will fund the R&D project for 6 months with $169,427 Canadian dollars, about US$130,000. The goal, as set out by ISED, is for Movenit to build a blockchain proof-of-concept prototype that can track and share real-time data across the supply chain in the Canadian steel industry that regularly produces well over 10 million metric tons a year. Movenit's CEO Patrick Mandick said in an interview that with a blockchain to trace live data points and AI to make those patterns meaningful, the system could have ripples across the multi-billion dollar industry. Ultimately, you're collecting a lot of data with new levels of granularity, he said. If you're able to collect information in real time and in a way that you can trust, you're opening up a world of possibilities for analysis and providing insights to the government, Mandick said. If Phase 1 proves successful, Movenit may unlock additional two-year government funding of up to $800,000 to continue building a deployment-grade system. It's already pursuing similar government contracts around the world, including an oil tracking platform for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The adoption of new digital technology into Canadian industry will help ensure our firms strengthen their competitive advantage, said Hans Parmar, a media relations manager for ISED. Tariff concerns Canada's steel industry as a major international exporter, especially to the U.S. but that heavy reliance was rocked by President Trump's 2018 steel tariffs and the ensuing market uncertainty. Last year, exports were down 22%. Mandick said the tariffs provide a context for Canada's search for a blockchain-based steel supply chain solution. Asserting that Trump's decision was motivated in part by fears of tariff dodgers, who route their exports through untaxed markets, Mandick said blockchain's immutability can verify claims of product origin. What the blockchain provides is the ability to have a specific set of records in specific points of time, he said. You cannot go back in time and change the path. ISED's Parmar refuted the idea that the project was launched in response to the Section 232 steel tariffs. But in a statement to CoinDesk, he also explained the platform could have blockchain-specific benefits. The technology solution may facilitate trade and domestic policy adjustments, including aligning country of origin marking regimes, certification and labeling if implemented, he said. Bitcoin price indicator eyes first bullish turn since August. View: Bitcoin's case for a rally to $10,000 over the next few weeks looks stronger with the weekly MACD histogram about to turn bullish for the first time since August. Bitcoin is trading in a sideways manner in the $8,460 to $8,750 range for the second day. A range breakdown could be followed by a quick slide to $8,200 to $8,000. A range breakout would expose the 200-day average lined up at $9,015. A widely tracked Bitcoin price indicator is about to flash a bullish signal for the first time in 5 months. The Moving Average Convergence Divergence (MACD) histogram, a technical tool used to gauge trend strength and trend reversals, looks set to cross above zero on the weekly chart next week. That would be the first positive bullish reading since mid-August, as seen below. A crossover to positive territory is considered a confirmation of bearish to bullish trend change. Meanwhile, a crossover below zero is taken as a sign of bearish reversal. Further, consecutive higher bars above the zero line indicate a strengthening of bullish momentum, and back-to-back deeper bars below the zero line indicate a bearish trend is developing. Bull trap. Seasoned traders would argue the MACD is a lagging indicator, as it's based on moving averages, and the upcoming bullish crossover could end up trapping buyers on the wrong side of the market, as it did in 2018. The histogram crossed above zero in September 2018, signaling a bullish reversal. That, however, failed to inspire the bulls, and the cryptocurrency remained sidelined above $6,000 for the next 5 weeks before falling sharply to below $5,000 in mid-November. Essentially, the MACD's bullish cross turned out to be a bull trap. However, back then, the broader market conditions were bearish. The cryptocurrency had charted a series of lower highs since topping out at $20,000 in December 2017. The situation is quite different so far in 2020. The sell-off from the July 2019 high of $13,880 ran out of steam near $6,400 in mid-December, and the cryptocurrency has been better bid ever since. More importantly, Bitcoin broke out of a falling channel 2 weeks ago, indicating a resumption of the rally from the April 2019 low of $4,100. Additionally, the historically price bullish mining reward halving, a Bitcoin supply cut, is due in May. As a result, the MACD's impending move above the zero could bolster the bullish setup, strengthening the case for a rise to the high of $10,350 reached in October. As for the next 24 hours, the January 19th low of $8,461 is the level to beat for the bears. Bitcoin is trapped in a sideways channel on the 4-hour chart. A move below $8,461 would imply a range breakdown and open the doors for an extension of the pullback from Sunday's high of $9,188 toward key support at $8,200 and $8,000. It's worth noting that $8,461 is also the low of the bearish outside day candle created on January 19th. So, a move below that level would validate bullish exhaustion signaled by the candle and invite stronger selling pressure. On the higher side, acceptance above the channel resistance at $8,750 would shift the focus to $9,000. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $8,640 on Bitstamp. The global average price, as calculated by CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, is seen at $8,650. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it, and see you tomorrow for our next edition.